Tubi Tuesday.
Hashtag Tubi Black.
That should be the caption for this episode.
I mean, okay, yeah, we make that work because we're talking about Lawnmower Man. I heard about this last year. I think there was
this is not the one written by Stephen King.
Right. Oh yeah. Did you watch it? Have you seen that?
Long time ago.
Yeah, I looked at the trailer because I saw somebody posting in the chat. Was it the Facebook group? And they're like, Lawnmower Man coming soon. So I looked it up and I'm like, it's not available. But then I saw the 90s sci-fi.
Is the name of this movie Lawnmower Man or The Lawnmower?
The Lawnmower Man.
Okay.
Yeah, The Lawnmower Man.
Is the original?
Stephen King is just Lawnmower Man.
Oh, is that the difference?
I think so.
Yeah, I think the Stephen King doesn't have the word the before it.
Yeah,
It's like the difference between The Room and Room. Those are two different movies.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah. Man. Man.
Yep. Lawnmower Man. Trim. She said she needed a trim. He said.
And I came over and got some trim.
The Lawnmower Man 1992. It's called that. It was Pierce Brosnan.
Oh, they both.
It's called The Lawnmower Man. Yeah. So don't be confused. You like, this is not the same movie I was talking about.
Right, yeah.
Oh, good. A good throwback horror movie. What the hell?
Nice sci-fi horror movie.
Not at all.
What are these black people doing here?
Oh, man.
Why is there grass in the bed?
Okay, let me look at y'all notes. Oh, man. Because that had me rolling. We're going to walk right into this movie, right?
Yep.
Just like he walked right in the yard.
Yep, and started mowing grass.
Wow. Please watch this movie. Listeners, please watch this movie. Hopefully you've seen it already.
Yeah, so we meet Patrick and Veronica. And they're a husband and wife, and Patrick doesn't want to take his pills. I think it's blood pressure medicine.
Oh, which, yeah.
Yeah, it's some kind of blood pressure medicine. And
which hit a little too close to home for me. Because I was like,
he doesn't want to take
it. Yeah, I was like, damn it, this is relatable. I got to take pills every day, too.
But he's got a good wife that really cares about everything that, you know, he does, like making sure, you know, she's taking care of him and making sure he's responsible and, you know, just.
Yeah, good, loving, trusting wife.
Trusting,
first of all,
loving
is there
wife.
An age difference? There's clearly an age difference, right?
No, she's just, she's just black.
Mm-hmm. I felt like there was an age difference immediately because Patrick.
I mean, he's a
Patrick
black man.
He's in his 40s. He's in
and
his
40s. And she could be. She could be, too.
I don't
she
think she's in her 40s. 40s. I don't
but
think she
could
but
no, be.
She's not, though, because she doesn't look or act like she's in.
Well, she doesn't act 40s. Like
she
it.
She act like she's in, like, maybe her early 30s.
Yeah.
Maybe. Yeah, yeah. That makes more sense.
She's not in her 20s.
Definitely not 20s.
She's in, like, her maybe early 30s or so.
Yeah, because Patrick is definitely in his 40s. He is not playing a young man.
No.
That's
Patrick
why.
Patrick is like in his mid-40s.
That's why. This was
he just to late. He looks 40s. Just like Josh, if you're wondering.
No, he doesn't.
He fits the same police description. Black male, mid-40s.
No.
A little gray in his beard. Balding, a little gray in his beard. Oh, man.
Oh, shit.
Yep. Yeah.
That was stupid. This guy does not look like Josh. we just fucking with that. Hey, Josh, I didn't know you was in a Tubi movie, man.
Yep, Lawnmower Man, starring Josh. Oh, goodness.
So, Veronica and her neighbor slash best friend, Chanel, meet the Lawnmower Man. He's out cutting the neighbor's
yard. Whose grass is he cutting?
I know, right? Because he's always cutting somebody random people's grasses in the neighborhood. And right. I guess a lot of time go by because he's always there. Because I don't, I'm like, grass don't grow that fast.
Right. And these are, they're, for once, Tubi got it accurate, I think, in this movie. Because I'm noticing all these houses and yards look like normal, regular.
Oh, yeah. They're not like people, expensive.
Regular, everyday Americans.
Yeah.
They're not multi-fucking millionaires yes. in a big-ass concrete house with clean lines all over the right. place. These are like, yo, every day, like, you know, you this could be in Jackson somewhere.
Yeah, it really could. Yeah.
This could be in Atlanta yep. somewhere. It could be Houston, you know what I'm saying? Anywhere USA.
Where
you got
are
a
they?
Good point.
This could be somewhere in Chicago somewhere. Yep. Like, you know,
their yard's too big. South
side somewhere.
Yes, yeah,
so the yard is too big for Chicago,
right? Yeah, oh,
yeah.
But yeah, you got a good point though, Mark. Because like, yeah, we're used to either really rich or really poor, and it's like these are just normal people,
right?
Mm-hmm.
And so the husband works, right? He works a job, and she doesn't, and so she's a stay at home wife, mm-hmm. and you know, making sure the lawn is also cut. Is that her mm-hmm. responsibility?
And she's clearly bored. Out of her fucking mind.
Yep.
Oh, yes.
She
yes,
should
yes.
get a hobby. She should really get a hobby.
Right. Well, she don't got no hobbies or nothing.
So, yeah. You know, a couple of weeks ago, we talked about Missionary, right? Where the wife was bored with the husband, but that's yeah. because the husband didn't want to have sex. The difference yeah. in this one is the husband can't get it up because of all the pills right. he's taking. So they can't really
right.
have
the pills
sex.
Pills affect his erections.
Which
right.
that sucks because it's like yeah. you either. Have an erection or you're going to die because if he right. can't take his pills, it, yeah. it messes with them.
It fucks up
and
with
she,
his heart.
She
yeah.
wants him to take his pills, but you know,
but she's horny and she's, she's fucking hot.
Yeah. So, yeah, she fine.
So
yes. fine as hell. Actually.
Yes.
She remind me of, the girl off of Girlfriends, Tony Childs. What's her, mm-hmm. what's her real name?
Jamarie something.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep. She looks yeah. really.
She was in a movie. Oh, my brother was in a movie with her.
Really?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
She was on Long Shot.
Oh. Okay.
Mm-hmm. This girl,
so Josh
Veronica.
Comes up. Oh, no.
No. But and all another related to another me relating to this character in the movie, the girl, Veronica, his wife, did look like a girl I used to date in college.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. There it is. So,
did you have a lawnmower, man?
Yeah, I did.
You
I
hired
think
a guy to cut
up.
The grass.
Yeah, yeah.
yeah.
I was cutting
you
the
wondered.
Grass.
You wondered.
I was
why
wondering what
guy
happened to her.
Yeah.
Because like, she. Yeah, I just remember they were really cool. They were hanging out a lot. Then I just didn't. I didn't see her no more. I don't know what happened.
Mm-hmm. Mm. Yep. Huh. So does she hire him to cut the grass, or he just ends up?
So he's cutting, like you said, random grass around the neighborhood. And Veronica and her best friend, Chanel, they're like looking, oh, girl, look at that fine-ass lawnmower, man.
And Chanel,
for the record, he looks like any regular
just a
guy.
Regular guy.
He looks like a regular black guy.
But he's got his shirt off.
But they're,
he's got a
yeah,
tank
but
top.
But he's got his shirt off. So they're like, oh, look how
but he's not,
fine he is,
he's
girl.
Not that. He's not like, you know, chiseled. He's just regular.
He's like a regular guy.
So, it's, but he's younger.
It's the equivalent to like being a construction worker. And do you see a girl walk by and construction workers go crazy? Like, oh, it's because they're used to seeing each other all day. Then you see a girl that look like anything. Mm-hmm. They go like, oh, man,
a
girl.
Just a girl.
Right, just a girl walks yeah. by, so it's the equivalent, like, you know, these housewives, you know, they're at home all day and they see their husbands and just regular looking dudes. And then
because
here comes
apparently her. Chanel don't do shit either.
Yeah,
right.
What
they're housewives.
Like, she always at home.
Right,
they're I never,
all housewives
did we see her
drinking
husband
wine.
At all?
We never meet yeah. Chanel's husband at
nope.
all.
Mm-hmm.
And Chanel is horny AF
immediately all
so
the time.
Apparently, she's not
her husband has the same problems.
She's either not satisfied or she's a or she just a freak or something. Yeah. She said, girl, you a freak. She said, you know it all day.
It's the trope of the bored housewife. Y'all probably never watched the show Desperate Housewives.
Nope.
The show's kind of like that.
But it's even a bigger trope of the housewife's best friend who's always horny. romance novels, steamy romance novels and whatever. Mm-hmm. So they're both looking at the lawnmower man and she's like, girl, blah, blah, blah. I've been reading these romance novels and you know I'm horny. Hey, you should get him to come cut your grass.
Yep. So she not, yeah, like whoever's grass.
That plain and simple.
Yeah, that's it.
So I guess get fast forward a little bit because I see the notes.
Oh, it's time.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
we gotta hear this.
Oh goodness.
So at some point,
hold up.
So at some point,
hold up. I'm gonna pause.
What's his name? Patrick. You know, they keep showing how Patrick is trying, but I mean. So I was torn when I rewatched this part earlier. Patrick, he's trying, and Veronica's just not satisfied.
Yeah.
And so instead of them having like a conversation about like, just play it.
Okay.
Play
it. All right.
She fakes for him. Mm-hmm. He's trying to go down
not
on
stuck
her.
On it. Mm-hmm. Right there, baby. Right there.
Her face expression.
She's not smiling. yeah.
So obviously mm-hmm. she's faking.
Oh, good, baby. Ooh. Yes, that feels so good, baby.
Lying.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like she's lying. Reading a script.
Yeah, right there. Right there.
Josh, somebody's auditioning for Josh's.
Yeah.
Why I'm single episode. Yeah, that's what it is.
Yes, okay. Baby.
Yeah, she's rolling her eyes. And so when I watched this, I was kind of torn because I was like, all right, they need to talk.
Yeah.
About, you know, like.
What she wants.
Right. And like, there's nothing worse you could do than lie about what's satisfying you or what's not satisfying you in bed. Like, you need to, like, communicate that
and
shit.
It looks like he's kind of annoyed because there's a toy. You know,
yeah,
obviously for
yeah,
her,
she had,
a
right,
sex toy
he
for her.
I didn't even notice
in
that
the bed.
First time.
Yeah, his face expression was
and
like, "How dare
he's,
you
he's,
use that?"
He's
almost
disappointed
like,
in himself.
Yeah,
I think.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah, he probably feels less than a man. You know, can't satisfy his lady. So right. Yeah, you're right. They do need
because
a talk.
He's trying, but I think he's just this ain't got nothing to do with his dick. By the way, he was trying to give some head, and he's just apparently just terrible.
Good point. I'm glad you pointed that out because I was like, okay, so the
he's
pills,
terrible
so the
bed.
Pills make your tongue not work either.
right. The pills had absolutely nothing to do with the dissatisfaction of
that's true.
You know that last scene.
Yeah,
he's just not a good lover. Mm-hmm. Because to give her some credit, she tries to instruct him during that whole ordeal.
Yeah.
She was like, "No, do it like this. Do it." She's communicating.
Yeah, that makes
he
sense.
He just can't.
Yeah,
he's
you're
just
right.
Not
they
good.
Need. They
he
need.
Just can't satisfy.
They need a conversation. As simple as that. But
yeah.
Yep.
But for sake, why doesn't Viagra work for his situation? He's already taking a bunch of pills. Why not?
Maybe
get some
he can't
Viagra?
Take that with.
I think the
pills.
Viagra. Right. Right.
Especially
I think
if it's like
they
heart
would,
medicine.
Counteract each other. Right. They, because the Viagra will increase his heart rate, his blood pressure.
Yeah.
Which if he's taking blood pressure medicine, that is just. That's not good. That's too risky for his health.
Right.
That just sucks. You would think yep. going down yep. would fix things. Or at least he could use the toy on
that's
her.
Well, he could.
Right. Right. Be more participant like that. You
like,
know
why not?
Like, well, you know,
he probably doesn't
why
know
don't
how to
you
use it,
let
though.
Me. Right.
What did do? <Googling. laughs>
Well, because he's looking up the Viagra stuff.
What was he looking up?
He's looking up pills.
Five
he's
ways
looking up
to stop
performance
yeah,
enhancers.
Five
yeah.
ways to,
so a,
to help you with.
Eating. I'm sure there's something that he can find mm-hmm. that he can that can that won't mess up his blood pressure medicine.
And that's what he was looking up.
Because I went to, I mean, no, never mind.
Ew. Oh, goodness. Josh, did you write this script? Written by Josh Williams. Right. Oh, goodness.
Man, his cousin is a...
Oh, yeah, trip. It's hilarious. It's hilarious.
Like his cousin.
He's always talking to his cousin who's always fishing in a toxic waste dump. Like, where the fuck is he fishing at?
What city are they in?
Chemical factory right there. It's a whole factory and it's in a junkyard. Yeah.
It
looked like it's next to a nuclear power plant from The Simpsons.
It does. It absolutely does.
Y'all fishing in here?
Oh my goodness.
There's another dude fishing right next to him too.
And that's not even connected, right? This is some other random dude.
Right, some random dude. Like, we all come fishing in the nuclear power plant. Waste stuff.
It's like, yeah, hey man, that fish was good the other day. I also have 4 balls.
Oh,
his
man.
Cousin probably telling him, well, I can fuck 2 women at once because I got 3 dicks. Because
I got 2 dicks. I keep eating these fish out of this toxic waste. Man. I grew a whole extra dick. Man.
Okay. So he got fired already, right? Did he get fired. Scene?
And I think they said in that scene that he got 3 weeks to leave.
Okay.
That's why he's still going somewhere.
Yeah.
He didn't get fired.
He got 3 weeks.
What?
To be laid off. Basically, they're giving him a 3-week notice.
I think they laid him off because of downside.
He hasn't told his wife this,
not yet.
Right. Because his cousin was joking on him. He was like, well, you know, you can't tell your wife because your dick ain't working. You know, it's like you can't be broke and not satisfy your lady. Because it's around the neighborhood that he cannot get it up.
Everybody knows it.
Everybody.
Especially the lawnmower.
The lawnmower man comes over to the house with the wife wearing a perfect yellow sundress. just like to state that. Yeah. Yeah. It is sundress season.
Mm-hmm. Whatever season it is. Yeah.
She's still drinking her wine, right? She's always drinking wine, right. By the way.
Mm-hmm. Right.
I guess it lets you know she's a housewife.
Horny housewives sit around and drink wine.
Right, exactly. That's why she...
In their sundress.
Yep.
The lawnmower. I need to find these neighborhoods immediately.
I need to find these neighborhoods with these desperate housewives.
So you can start a lawnmower business.
Yep.
He sells up with his shirt off.
Because there's also there's also the milkman trope.
I'm here to cut your grass. Sir, get away. I'm going to call the cops.
There's also the milkman. The trope where the milkman be fucking the housewife too, so it's like, or the cable guy and stuff. So
yeah,
it's
milkman.
Like,
yeah, it's got to be the cable guy because ain't nobody
who's ordering milk from the
I saw a meme about that. Like it's like, okay. Oh, it's a, you know, because it's like back in the day or whatever.
Some 92-year-old woman answers the door.
Milkman,
glad to see you,
Mr. Milkman.
The milk is extra warm today.
Actually butter now.
Maybe you'd like to churn my milk.
Oh,
I can't open this milk carton by myself.
Oh, good.
Perhaps you would like to pour it.
All right,
on
all
me.
Right, all right. Okay, okay, okay. Man. Yep. So.
Oh man. Okay. I 16 minutes and 17 seconds into this movie.
Yeah.
Wait. Yeah. Rewind it. Do the 30-second rewind.
Okay.
God. Yep. Damn.
I'm a grown ass woman. And I ain't been fucked in a year and a half.
They're in a trailer. She takes the lawnmower man to a trailer outside. Like, I want to show you this lawnmower I got. Where the lawnmower came from, I have no idea.
It's in a trailer.
They never explain it. No. It's just in some
that's her,
random
her
trailer.
Her lawnmower? That's
I guess
theirs,
so.
I believe.
Yeah.
That's
and
it, he was
and
showing...
it's in a trailer. They're parked on the side of the street right here. Like, like upside
the house.
I thought
it was like a shed
right
or something.
Yeah, I guess.
No, it's a trailer that she opens up,
mm-hmm.
and they go inside, and he sits on the lawnmower, and then she tells him, I ain't been fucked in a year and a half.
Because he asked her what you know, what surfaces, or she asked him, what surfaces
do you provide?
Is broad daylight in the middle of the day.
And the trailer door is open.
Wide open.
Yep.
In the middle of a neighborhood.
Just like she's about to be.
And I'm all, man. Who playing?
So they start fucking. This scene is, I calculated, 2 full minutes.
Okay.
Why don't you describe, Josh?
let me get my hand on my dick.
Oh, man. Okay. Wow.
She is, but no, she ain't even naked, but she's in her lingerie. But damn.
So basically, they splice 2 scenes together. Like, this is like later on, I guess, after she's took a shower or something.
Yeah. They basically splice 3 scenes together. So it's like she's thinking, reminiscing. And then,
they show the scene of her actually having sex.
Yeah.
And they show after.
They keep splicing them back and forth. Yeah.
And so with the door, by the way, with the door wide open in that shed.
On the lawnmower.
That trailer like thing. So, and they splice into Patrick looking at the computer, being upset that he can't satisfy his wife.
She looked a little different than
the lawnmower man.
Was it sloppy seconds?
Her
she
entire
was
back out.
With the door wide open. In the middle,
with the door wide open,
middle of the neighborhood, just walking by,
wide open.
And then, meanwhile, she's in the room, perfectly oiled up.
That's after the shower, I guess.
Lingerie. Yeah, right. It's after the shower.
So also, before wedding ring, so you can remember she's still married.
His wedding ring too, so right?
These people are married. That's what the movie is showing you.
Devilishly satisfying.
Was there a point where, like, she found like a ring or something from an ex boyfriend or something like that? A bracelet.
Yeah, she found it. She found a bracelet.
Mm-hmm. The lawnmower man found it
outside.
Yeah, because I think
the lawnmower man found it.
The Patrick was like, I threw that away, you know, because it was like he didn't want to remember the ex boyfriend, which
even though he's dead.
Yeah, yeah.
Ex boyfriend is dead.
Yep. So.
Oh, that's right. She has a whole little backstory about a ex-boyfriend,
mm-hmm.
that she met before, that she was in love with before she met Patrick.
Yep.
So apparently died.
Yeah. But yeah, they tells her that pretty honest with her. Yeah, he tells her that he lost a job.
Yeah,
during that scene. Yeah, so he's honest with her pretty quickly because he don't wait too long and say like that. And so, you know,
So the weird thing about them is he's very honest with her through most of the movie. That's all I'll say. But yeah, he's very honest with her. So man, we gotta get to the good part. I mean,
yeah.
That was a pretty good part.
I mean, yes, it was. But so get to.
So they're
Oh yeah,
this is
right.
An important scene.
Oh okay,
yeah, it's very important.
So they Chase. They love each other. No,
that's really sweet.
The lawnmower man's name is Chase.
She just now found out his name after.
No, maybe if we would have met at a different time. No, but I'm married.
They saying this
to Patrick.
She's in bed with them.
Yeah. Chase is in her bed. In
a
Veronica
perfect world.
Patrick's bed right now.
It could be
they laying up like they just know Patrick ain't nowhere near the house.
Mm-hmm.
So, in a perfect world, we could be together.
Yeah.
So, they fucked more than once at this point.
Yeah, this is like the last 3 weeks.
It's an ongoing thing.
Like he just there cutting grass every day.
Time to cut your grass.
Every single
cut it 2 days
day.
Ago.
Well, I need to cut something else.
I need to trim the edges.
Right.
I didn't get a chance to use the weed whacker yet.
I've been meaning to dig that ditch.
I gotta plant the seeds in the ground.
You're planting seeds. woman use this hoe.
Oh man, okay.
So many lawnmower lawn maintenance.
Oh goodness, oh man, okay.
Let me shovel some of this dirt into this hole.
Okay. All right. So.
Oh, yeah, we coming up on. Okay, yeah.
two scenes back to back, I see.
Oh, shit.
Okay, you want to play
it? So her horny friend is basically encouraging her to fuck this guy, right?
I don't know.
I think she's trying to see, like, is she, too?
Right, because I don't think she's telling her.
But she's just you're not satisfied, so, you know.
She's like, Chanel's one of those friends who's like talks a lot of noise, I believe. That's what it is. And Veronica's not going to tell her that she's actually fucking the lawnmower man. So
what is he reading anyway? Looking for a job?
I don't know how to get it up.
Just in his study. He's in the bed, and then he looks over in the bed. He finds two whole blades of grass in the bed.
Mm-hmm. And he looks so confused.
What the hell is grass doing in the bed?
Oh, probably happened earlier. Some papers flew across the lawn, so I had to scoop them up real quick. So probably just tracking in a few pieces.
That makes a lot of sense.
No, it doesn't.
That doesn't make sense. Why is it in a bed?
He accepted that as fact. It's like,
I fucked the lawnmower man, and we was in bed together. I left the window open.
He ain't even cutting grass no more. So like, why is grass in the bed anyway? Why, even if he was. Why would that piece of grass be like that in the bed? Like, even if that was...
Right, it feels
like it would be, like, shades of grass just, you know, and why didn't she wash the sheets?
Like, little sheets. That's what Tori said.
Oh, my gosh, I know. This bitch is nasty. I know, after she had nigga in a bed.
You obviously had sex with another guy. Musty, nasty.
Yes.
A musty, nasty lawnmower.
Wouldn't he smell that in his bed, too?
Grass all over him.
Exactly. In your husband's bed.
Why it smell like ass sweat?
I'm all right. Can I say something real quick? I think Veronica is stupid.
You think?
Yeah, I mean,
we find out just how stupid just a little bit later in this movie.
Yeah. So far,
Veronica is really stupid. She's bringing it.
Oh yeah, this is when he finds the bracelet. This is when the husband finds the bracelet and questions her about it. Like, well, I thought I threw this bracelet out. Mm. Oh yeah, I found.
No, he didn't say it like that though. He said, I thought we did. I was looking for this. We didn't know where it was. And he's like, yeah, I just found it in the lawn. But the lawnmower man actually found it.
Mm-hmm. Meanwhile, back at the toxic waste dump.
What is he doing? He's still fishing.
He's fishing out of this.
What does he do for a living? That's what he does. He's fishing.
He's fishing at the toxic waste dump. Maybe he sells toxic fish for a living. You know, people, that's a market. It's a market.
He sells toxic.
Yeah, toxic fish.
Maybe he's like a gigolo and he has twice the clientele because he has two penises.
So he has to keep eating the toxic fish because his second penis will go away if he doesn't.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Yep. But his cousin tells him, you know what? You know why? You know why you found that grass in the bed? Yep, he says it.
It was probably the lawnmower.
Probably was that lawnmower, man. I'm gonna ask.
Makes sense.
And again, though, she did say she was back there the other day, though. I don't know how that grass got in the bed.
Nigga, you found grass in your bed?
Nigga, that's who you need to be worried about.
Lawnmower man, nigga.
Come on, man.
Fucking with you.
Man. Not really.
No, but look, also real shit, man. It's only a bracelet. I mean, ain't like you're going to come back from the dead and fuck it.
Yeah, quit being insecure about that bracelet, man. You know, that's what he said.
Yeah, yeah.
You being insecure about
the bracelet. About the bracelet.
You worry about somebody that was her first love.
That's dead.
That is dead.
Right.
Man, this
this scene right here.
This
is my favorite scene.
Throw something at my TV.
This is my favorite scene in the movie.
Okay, what is this scene?
She is laying on the grass in like a picnic type thing, like on a blanket. With her wine and her
different color sundress.
I didn't realize how much of a wine drinker she was.
Yeah, that's what she do at the house. She drinks wine and lays around in the sundress.
Chase the lawnmower man comes and starts.
He lays behind her and they do the lazy side booty position.
Yeah.
Outside.
In the middle of the day.
In the broad daylight.
In the middle of the
backyard.
Yep.
He's like, ain't nobody.
Tori pulls her dress up, and they just start, sideway fucking.
Tori points out that her neighbor has a two-story house. Anybody
could see.
They got fences around.
The fences aren't privacy fences.
Around their house.
They're
gated. These regular-ass fences.
Yes.
These regular-ass West Jackson fences.
Yep.
Anybody, all you got to do is look outside.
You drive past.
I mean, Patrick. Yeah, gets out of the car and he's walking into the house.
Yeah,
normal,
he comes home early, right?
Just a normal, like he's not sneaking by.
It's a normal
anywhere.
Time. Yeah, it's a normal time of day. He's
he gets
home at a normal
Chanel.
Time. All
right, so right here, do you think Chanel is purposely trying to distract him?
I thought at first, but I don't think she knows.
Chanel's is clueless.
She obviously,
I think she would. Chanel's just clueless because she would have said something. I think Patrick is the only smart person in this movie.
He has a strategy. Yeah, so he definitely is observant and not taking. Yeah, so he's like, okay.
And I mean, you really don't have to be all that observant to just look over and see them.
That's
in
the
yard.
Funny thing about this movie. Patrick's the smartest person in this movie, and he's not a genius.
This next shot
cracked
me up.
Yes.
The next shot.
Yeah, so.
So he walks around the corner. He's getting
going to his house.
Like normal.
Just a normal way to walk into his house. And what does he see in his front
and
yard?
And they outside fucking with no motherfucking concern that he could possibly, I don't know, come home?
Well, to get to help her out a little bit.
No,
there's
no help.
Backyard.
No, there is no helping her out. It doesn't matter, Josh. Look how wide open the backyard is.
And the backyard
is.
Don't even have a backyard have, fence.
And it's
like
daytime.
A gate.
Right.
It's not even have a gate. It's
daytime.
Just a, it's a wide open
the
to the
day.
House. It's like you park your car and
she's,
on the side
she's
of the.
Riding, she's riding him. That shot cracked me up.
How does
right
he
there.
Not see, how do they not how see she, him?
They were so into fucking. She was riding him so
like,
hard.
You remember when we talked about.
That she couldn't even look over and see her husband looking
at like, you remember when we watched The Affair. And the guy was
like
in
the dude.
Yeah,
he's outside
the window,
breathing
watching,
on the window,
watching them.
But he was outside at least.
But this was, but at least they were inside in the night. At night, these people are during the day
in the broad daylight, in the same
broad daylight.
Vicinity. Can't you
and
hear
she's all,
footsteps?
All loud and crab like, oh
yeah,
give
they
me
all
that
loud.
Dick!
She all basically.
Oh, I'm glad you're not my husband. I'm fucking the lawnmower man.
That's pretty much what.
It's pretty much how the scene went.
Yeah.
Good grief.
Yeah, that's why I said they stupid. That doesn't make any sense.
Yeah, so.
Then he goes home. I mean, he goes back to the toxic waste dump. Talk to his cousin. Because apparently his cousin is the toxic
woman. I guess
and
so.
Lives at the
he
gym,
has to live there.
Because
that's where he goes home to his... Like, why is he always at this toxic waste? Maybe his job is there in that building, and then he just goes out for his lunch break or smoke break.
No,
there's
a long ass lunch break. He's always
he just goes out there to talk to him in the fish break. You know,
it literally said danger. Night, it literally said danger on the sides out there.
Thank goodness. Oh man, so.
Yeah, Patrick's
but
upset.
He's just sitting up at night. He's not sleeping. He's just sitting up looking at her like, I just saw you fucking somebody. Yeah. You acting like you ain't did this.
Yeah.
Shit.
Yeah. You can.
And he's just.
This is actually
depressed.
Some really
it's like
good.
A Zoloft commercial right here.
It's what now?
Yeah. It looks like a Zoloft antidepressant.
Yeah. Oh, man. It does.
The way it's lit and everything. Yeah. Are you experiencing
yep.
thoughts of suicide?
You could absolutely get that and do the narration over that for that.
Right.
Oh, man.
With that piano music.
Are you not satisfying your wife enough? Is she going to right. the lawnmower man to get
hurt? To get that D.
Oh, man.
So the next day, the fucking lawnmower man is back. He's knocking on the door.
So maybe that was the front door. I mean, the front yard. They were.
Yeah.
Were they?
They were in the front yard. Around.
No, so.
They
okay.
was in the backyard.
They was in the backyard when they were having sex.
So
okay.
He come so around from the okay. back to the front. Lawnmower man knocking on the door. He like, who the fuck are you?
And he's got
and
a whole
oh,
gift
yeah,
everything.
Yeah, let's, yeah he's got that? A gift. Yeah, yeah, I want to hear this conversation.
Okay.
So he's walking around. Do, 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 do.
Just a normal
somebody's
day.
Somebody's knocking at the door.
Can I help you? Is Veronica home? I had an appointment to cut
the
grass. The
grass is cut, buddy.
Right, the grass is, couldn't be any shorter.
Who's the gift for? Mm.
Chase is holding.
Oh, you
the
must
bottle
be her husband. I'm Chase.
I came over to tap some.
It's just a gift of appreciation.
He's holding a glass of
all
wine.
My customers.
I mean, not glass, a bottle of wine.
A bottle of wine,
yeah, a bottle
and,
of wine
a pink,
and some kind of Mary Kay
pink bag or something. Of gifts.
They really.
Like,
think
I give
Patrick
it all
is
to
stupid.
My loyal. I give it to all my
right.
loyal
they
customers.
Really.
And then right. there's no. The grass does not need to be cut. The edges are
that
not
grass
need to
is
be
so
trimmed.
Perfect. I don't even know why he's. What is he cutting?
Yeah, he just like
he's cutting
nothing.
Rocks.
Yeah,
he's arbitrarily just running his machine
yep.
across
for
the yard
for the effect. So yeah, the music
and
is
meanwhile,
perfect.
It pans over to Patrick lurking in the shadows.
He's not lurking. He's just sitting in his backyard.
this movie's equivalent to him lurking in the shadows.
Oh, okay.
Front yard.
Yeah,
and sees his wife. It's like, oh, the lawnmower man, a gift for you. She trying, you know, she shows up like nothing happened.
Right.
Yeah, she acting like nothing happened at all. So
Patrick knows.
I mean,
everything.
In what world does your lawnmower man bring
so
gifts?
I thought at this scene, it was going to turn into non-disclosure.
Me, thank you. Oh, I did too. I really did.
I
kind of really,
thought
really,
that too.
Really, really, yeah.
did. I did kind of think
really
that too.
Because I mean,
I'm glad you brought that.
Because he gave him the cash, and it's like, okay, he's thinking. Like, okay, is he thinking? Like, mm-hmm.
I
wish I could.
Like, you know what?
You know what? I know exactly what y'all did.
I mean, I want you to fuck my.
That's what
wife.
I thought he was gonna say.
At this point.
That's what I thought it was gonna happen.
I thought that for a quick sec too. I did.
Look,
too.
Let's make an agreement. We all be just in arrangement together.
Yeah, you know, you keep satisfying my wife. I'll watch.
Keep the grass cut.
Keep the grass cut for free.
Keep the ass cut.
And
I'll watch.
And y'all just, you know,
but
that's it.
Patrick's not that kind of guy.
Not at all. No. He ain't.
He's definitely thinking. You can see the screws.
Yeah, he looked like he plotted right here.
Right, yeah. He,
the plot,
he's
the
got
plot
this grin
in
on
his
face.
Mind happened right there. That's where the plot happened.
Oh, man.
Yep.
This scene right here.
She is sitting up in
Patrick,
bed.
Yeah.
Oh. Yeah, fine. This part. Oh, man. I feel so bad. Yeah.
Yeah. Patrick comes up. Let's listen. He comes up. He's trying to satisfy his woman.
Missed you.
She looked guilty, though.
How much?
She looked guilty.
A lot.
Her face. Mm-hmm. Yeah, she looked.
Stay away. Mm-hmm.
He's like kissing her neck, like trying to get ready. Mm-hmm. And then, like, he loses. Kind of loses focus a little bit. Like,
are you okay,
like,
baby?
Oh man, like mm-hmm. kind of out of it.
Yeah, I'm good. Are you sure?
Yeah. Then he passes out.
Patrick, baby, are you okay? Patrick, hold on, baby. We're gonna get you some help. Hold
so
on.
So Patrick
okay?
passed out.
Because he's
And we find out that it's because he stopped taking his pills because he wanted to try and have sex.
Right. Because he knows, that's why I felt bad for Patrick, because it's like he knows his wife is getting it from the lawnmower mirror. It's clear. I mean, he saw it with his own eyes. And yeah, he's like,
he
well,
found
I'm
the grass in the bed.
She's getting it.
And of course, yeah, you don't even need to find the grass in the bed after that. You just saw them. Well, he's stopped taking his pills because, like, okay, she's going to him because I'm not satisfying her. So
maybe I
my
can try
dick
to
ain't working
her.
because of the pills. So I'm gonna stop taking the pills, and that didn't work though. So back at the hospital,
he actually had to go to the hospital for that, like to the emergency.
Yeah,
for that.
Yeah.
And the nurse tells him to please continue to take your pills.
Even the nurse is fine in this movie, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah. Oh man.
There's not a bad looking woman in this movie.
Yeah.
Okay. So. But I think this is the point where he
tells her that he knows.
Yeah. And I mean,
he's straightforward with her that hey, I know what you've been doing.
And I, you know, I commend him for that.
He was honest completely, like right there. I saw you.
Right.
Through this whole movie, he's been very honest so far.
I wish I could satisfy you like Chase does.
And he tells her that I saw you, and she looks surprised. She like, actually
what?
Saw
right. So, to support Josh's statement earlier, she's dumb. Nope. How do you, why are you surprised that you got caught? You were fucking outside twice that we know of.
I need you to be sorry. I need you to be patient. I get it. You got needs. So I forgive you for this. And yes, I'm willing to work it out. But you gotta let it go.
Trying to work it out and everything.
Yeah. That's it.
The ultimatum is, though, you cannot talk to him
anymore. No more.
We got to work. We have work to do.
Mm-hmm.
We got counseling to do, whatever the fuck we got to do to fix this. But you cannot talk to him anymore.
Yeah. And what did y'all think was going to happen after that?
Well, so what happens next is what I kind of expected to happen was because she does call him.
Yeah.
Like they're sitting together.
Mm-hmm.
Her Veronica and Patrick are sitting together and they call up the dude. She's like, look, we can't do this anymore. It's over. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
he's sitting right there.
Yeah.
Don't contact me anymore. He like, hold up. Like, I thought we were good.
Mm-hmm.
So you use me and you know, you want, you know, after everything I did for you, I'm like, oh, okay. So now he's going to suddenly be crazy. And that's exactly what happened.
I thought she was going to try to keep going with the affair.
I did too.
I didn't expect that.
Yeah.
I kind of thought that too. Like, because
he was like, I forgive you.
Yeah.
And then she was just going to be like, yeah, I'm just going to leave him or something like that. I'm just going
to. I don't know. I thought it was going to slowly turn to the a good man.
Oh, he was going to be abusive.
The reason why I expected this turnout is because look at that.
He goes.
He blowing her phone up. He goes insane from 0 to 1,000 in a day.
30 minutes, like it's wild. Right. One phone call, and he just like, which is like, okay,
yeah,
that's good. So he turns into what's the dirty dilf people? Like they, you go crazy,
deadly dilf.
Oh, yeah.
See, the only reason why I expected it is because the title of the movie is called The Lawnmower Man.
He must be
crazy.
Yeah, okay.
You see what I mean?
So yeah, he definitely went crazy. And
because the movie is not called Patrick.
The husband of the wife who's fucking the lawnmower man.
Yep,
you know.
But so she's like, nah, she looks like she's trying to work it out though. So she's like, well, she got satisfied after a year and a half, and so now I guess she can wait for another year and a half or whatever. How long?
I don't know.
Whatever they need to figure out together, she can be patient and help
so
them
she
figure
can,
it out.
She can wait. But yeah, he's now like Chase is texting her she's not answering, you know, he's calling her, he's ends up showing up, you know, at her,
right across the street.
Yeah. So like he goes like lurking behind the trees,
lurking behind the shadows of the trees.
Yeah. He has the same face expression he has when he first meets her. His face expression doesn't change. It's the music that changes to let you know that he's now evil.
Yeah, that's true.
Right.
Yeah, you gotta mute it.
Wait. Let's go hear that music. Let's go hear that music.
Daddy got you, baby.
That's why music is important.
He shows up with roses and chocolates.
No, I already told you. It is over. What are you not understanding?
I got some flowers. I got a special little note attached. And
we cannot be together.
Yeah.
Goodbye.
That music, man. That's you're right. It's difference. The only difference. Because, I mean, like, he does look.
The actor, unfortunately, is not that great of an actor.
Right. He just has one mode of face range.
Yeah. He looks slightly upset and just content. He looks
but the music does good. The music is very important.
He either looks content or slightly bothered.
Oh, goodness. Yep. Okay, so.
Like, if you didn't, like, we're watching this on mute. Yeah, like, if we don't hear the music,
he could
so
be perfectly happy to be here.
It could be it could be flowers and candy music and be like, oh, okay, he's happy now. Like, that, the music has to tell us. It has to tell us how he's feeling.
Uh-oh, he got do-rag on him and he
oh, yep. Man.
He had do-rag on him once and he was calling her.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah, this part. His eyebrows. This part when Patrick goes over and tries to talk to Chase.
Oh.
And then Chase pulls out a gun on him.
Yeah. Because
freaks out Veronica.
Mm-hmm.
He's like, all right, man, all right. You know, mm-hmm. He was trying to talk to him and himself, but he went over and talked to him himself and then Chase pulls out the gun on Patrick. So, we don't deal with this guy.
Yeah, like, I know what I'm going to do. I'm going to go to the Toxic. I'm going to call the Toxic Avenger. So he goes back to the Toxic Waste Dump.
Water intake. Dangerous danger. Water intake. That's what it says in the background.
Why would you be fishing in there?
Danger. It literally says
danger. Water intake. And this looks like a dirty old sign.
It does. It looks like a toxic sign that's been, you know. Like,
why is this nigga hanging
post-apocalyptic out? Post-apocalyptic sign. That's what it looked like. A sign that
with weeds all grown over.
Right, leaves all over.
Wow. But he says he needs a gun from his cousin. So he tells his cousin that he needs a gun. And,
you know, I just can't get enough of these. It just no matter how many fish I fish out, it's always more. It's almost as if these fish multiply at a rate more rapid than regular fish.
Oh boy.
It's literally a toxic waste dump.
Yes.
You didn't notice that before.
No, I didn't.
You didn't? I did. I thought it was weird, but I definitely didn't even. It's straight up toxic. It is toxic, Avenger.
So Chase goes over at night and plants. Yeah, he plants like a gift for her, a bunch of roses and puts up a teddy bear. And of course, it freaks Veronica off. She freaks out when she sees it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So that just shows that he's just intensely stalking. And
yeah,
like,
he's not going to stop. He's not going to give up. He's going to keep.
Yeah. Really.
She got that dumbass pussy.
Oh, goodness.
He's just sitting over there just staring across at them.
Creepy.
Like, I was wondering, why is he obsessed with her? Even though she's fine, don't get me wrong. She's gorgeous. Like I said, I used to date a girl that looked like her. I understand, but at the same time, I don't understand. It's like, why is he like?
Because somebody else is grass, you know. Like, calm down.
Yeah. Go to you know, go somewhere else.
Because they're throwing a brick through the window, 1950s boy.
Right. Oh my goodness. Exactly.
Yeah. Chase throws a brick through the window with a note taped to it or a note wrapped around it that said,
"We want our reparations." Yeah.
It said, "In a better world." What did it say?
In a perfect world.
Yeah, in a perfect world.
Because that's what he's...
That's all it says.
Yeah, because that's what...
I think that's all it says.
Because that's what she said to him.
When they were in their, you know, in Patrick's in bed.
Yeah, because he's like, in a perfect world, I'll be with you. And so, you know...
Oh, God. Come on. Come on, Chase.
Yep. But she honest with him. She tell him that, you know, I told him that in the perfect world, you know, why he was inside of me. I said, a perfect world, we'd be together.
Why he was beating me up.
Why he was clapping my cheeks.
Yeah. I mean, so, yeah, that's, she was honest. So, I think they're trying to get, there's like, she's, so she's scared. You know, she's worried.
Yeah, she's scared at this
point.
Yeah,
you know, so that's important. She definitely looks scared and worried. It's like, let's do
it. He's trying
report.
To encourage her. He's trying file to encourage her to report. Call the, right, to file a police report.
That's important.
Because she was like, I think he asked her at first, and she was like, well, he's not dangerous.
He didn't do anything illegal.
He didn't do anything illegal. That's what it was. He didn't do anything illegal. So, like, at this point, it's like, well, you're throwing bricks through windows. Yeah. So, yeah, now it's, you need to talk to somebody.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Like, was he wearing gloves when he threw the brick? Because wouldn't his fingerprint would be on the brick, right?
Yeah,
I think so. Handwriting. But I guess he was wearing gloves.
Like they got evidence now. It's like, you know, like, look, this dude's crazy. He's officially, like, terrorizing.
Right, because throwing a brick through your house is vandalism. And so that's right. Not a good thing, you know.
And it's multiple things. It's vandalism. It's harassment. You know what I'm saying?
But the police.
What do you call that? Endangerment?
Yeah, all this stuff. So it's like, I thought this was kind of dumb.
So this guy, the bald guy, he's in so many Tubi movies.
Yes, yeah. I definitely seen him.
He was the dad in Rotten. He was the when she found that's out she was having sex with her own dad.
Okay.
That's who that is.
Okay. Because I have seen him in a bunch of stuff. I was like, I knew he looked familiar.
Yeah, he's in a bunch of Tubi movies. He always had the freshest glasses. Got the Tom Ford's on.
Yeah, so the police, they said they can't do nothing. I was like, why not? He's like right next door cutting grass right now. Go arrest him. Suddenly you can't find him. Suddenly you got nothing on him. Like,
yeah.
The nigga just threw a whole brick through my window.
Yeah,
I know his first name is Chase, and that's it. Okay, we'll go talk to the neighbors. Hey, y'all dealt with this lawnmower guy named Chase? Yeah, he's right there cutting the grass right now.
Right. I mean, he just cut grass for a living. So find him. Go out. You just
all
right.
So
drive
pause
around.
That right there. Did you see how clearly you could see straight through that fence?
From the front yard?
Why would they be fucking in the yard?
Because they're
it from
stupid.
The side of the road. Like, you can see it from any every direction.
Like I said, every character in this movie is stupid except for Patrick.
Yeah.
And so, Patrick's cousin. Well, no, even Patrick's cousin, because he's fishing in toxic waste.
He's selling toxic fish. You know, that's intentional. That's his business.
You want to satisfy more than one man.
All right, fine. His cousin's not stupid either.
His cousin is selling toxic fish. He did it on purpose.
And he's right there. He's looking. He's in
lurking from a van.
But they can't find him. Like he's a ninja or something. Like he's
across the
super
street.
Spy. He's a super spy.
You know his car.
Just go over and arrest the dude. That's why I was like, that was the dumbest thing I thought.
Yeah.
59:21. Josh put Chanel fine as fuck, and she is.
That's the next door neighbor.
I think I had that same thought when she came to the table at that.
Yeah. I was like, damn. Okay.
Yeah.
A little freaky with me.
That's what she was talking about. She's wanting to get the insight information on, you know, how the sex with the lawnmower man is.
She's like, way behind. She don't even know what's going on.
Yeah,
that's
she's
why
like, give me all Veronica's the evidence. Like, tell me what's going on. I need to, I need descriptions.
Spill the tea. Let's drink some wine and talk about.
Right.
And she's like, this nigga crazy. He throwing bricks through walls and stuff. And
then she said there ain't no
fingerprints
evidence
on the headboard.
She said ain't no evidence on the Ring cam. So I mean, they got cameras all around their house too. So I'm pretty sure there's cameras probably in the backyard of them.
Oh my gosh. Like I said, this girl Veronica is not
timestamp of how long he been at that house, you know, like, okay, I saw him leave then, I see him leave now. Pretty sure he gets alerts and notifications on his phone. He saw it at work. But anyway, they just trying to figure out what to do, and she's just like, we're nothing this we can do. I just, he crazy, I don't want to deal with him, and now the cops ain't can't find him. So, you know.
Right.
So they go through this wine like we.
I know. That's Housewives for you, apparently. Man, that is a lot of wine, though. They spent a lot of money on this movie just on wine alone. Mm-hmm. So, Patrick decides to have brunch with Veronica. They make a date. Like, hey, let's not worry about it. Let's make a, you know, get ready and, you know, let me take you out and stuff. And, you know, let's just clear our minds, all that fun stuff. So, yeah.
Put on something out of the ordinary.
Yeah, put on a sexy dress and all
catch
that stuff.
A mad name, baby.
So,
so he's still trying to, you know, make it better.
Yeah.
Take her mind off of it. Buys her a very sexy red dress.
See what I put in the notes?
Yes.
wait, what you put in there? You'll make me late.
That's why I put that.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, Veronica can't help with look like that.
Yep. Mm-hmm. She'd been in her underwear several times, but Chase sneaks up behind Patrick and pull a gun out on him.
Oh yeah, let's listen.
He says, in a perfect world,
I
right?
I can't have her. Nobody can.
He said, if I can't have her, nobody can. Veronica comes
walking around
in her nice dress. Room. Yeah. The gun is on Patrick.
And she's still brushing herself off as
like
if she
does not see this person
gun.
With a gun. Because
she walks
to
her eyes
husband.
Closed, apparently.
I guess so. And what is.
Everything is slow.
Chase shoots her in the
Chase
head.
Chase turns the gun and shoots her and then runs off.
Shoots her right in the head.
And
in
then there's the a head. Whole minute long shot. Yeah, he's an excellent.
One shot. Marksman. One shot.
He's a perfect, excellent marksman.
In the head.
He's definitely, he's not a stormtrooper. Then there's a whole minute long shot of
Patrick crying.
You know, sliding down the wall.
I thought he was having a heart attack or something.
Like, right, I did too. Right. I did too, man. Because he could barely yell. He's just like, his mouth is open. He's like, because it's shocking. I was shocked. I was like,
I yelled at the screen too. Because I was like, wait a minute. Like, I thought, because I mean, he said, in a perfect world, you know, but, you know, if I can't have her, no one can. I thought
he was going to shoot Patrick. Yep.
Or himself. Either one.
I didn't think he was going to shoot himself.
He crazy.
Shoot Patrick.
He crazy.
It's going to be some kind of.
Tell me we ain't seen, though. We ain't ever seen a crazy person.
By the way, Patrick is still freaking out.
While we're talking. He's been playing.
While we're talking, we're still watching Patrick.
Yeah, it's a long scene of him just. Yeah.
I mean, he is a skilled marksman.
Yes, yes. So I did not expect her to get shot at all.
I didn't either. Because I thought it was going to be the end.
I thought the ending
was going to be between her and Chase. Like, you know, like she's trying. And then she ends up killing Chase somehow, you know, that typical thing. Like, I guess get the stalker from bothering me.
I thought he was going to shoot.
And I mean.
He was going to shoot Patrick. And then they were going to like, oh, yeah, we've been in it together for real. And I got rid of my husband. Let's be together. You know, I thought it was going to end like that.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I kind of thought that a little bit, too.
That's what I thought. Yeah. That's what I expected this movie to be like.
But that did not
I
happen.
I like how the dumbass cops come up and like, so he killed you.
What
wife?
Happened?
Yeah.
Well, like we.
why did y'all dumbasses arrest him at first? Like he was right there. Y'all had to wait till him to actually kill somebody?
No. No, they so sad that best friend ain't even horny no more.
Right. She's all serious now. She stopped being horny.
Uh-huh.
Her best friend is dead now.
Yeah, she has nothing to be horny over.
So, Patrick, if you fast forward a little bit, goes to, after he, you know, buries his wife, he goes to this insurance place and collects insurance. That's when I started getting a little suspicious.
Like $50,000 or something.
I don't know. It don't tell you how much it is. It just.
He says something about $50K
well,
somewhere on here.
There is a.
Maybe it's like $1 million policy.
Yeah, she fine too, by the way. Yeah, you're right. Every girl in this movie is fine.
Yeah, the insurance lady is fine. Every lady in this movie is fine.
Yeah.
Even the old lady who ordered the milk.
Sorry, narration. Oh, goodness.
So,
what is this commercial?
Yeah, I know, right? I was wondering. I wasn't going to say nothing because we got nothing to do with the podcast. I'm like, what the fuck is this?
What is this? What is this commercial? Anyway, I wish I could have played it, but anyway. So, but we saw a truck following him from the funeral. Or not the funeral, it was just visits. He didn't really have a funeral.
The insurance place.
He just was leaving his wife's grave site, and we see Chase was following him, and now they are together. And
Chase has the same facial expression as he has in the whole movie.
Yep. You want to hear the big reveal? Is that what you want to do?
Yeah. Do you think we should?
We could explain it.
Okay, go ahead then.
Because it looked like it's about 4 minutes of him talking and stuff.
Okay.
So the big reveal is that, because they do a lot of flashbacks. Because so we mm-hmm. see Chase and Patrick meet up together, and Chase is asking for money. Yep. And so you flashback. Well, yeah. Patrick gives him some money, or he said he just got the check and you just gotta go cash it. I'll get you your money in a couple of days. And we see a flashback to when Patrick first met Chase, when Chase walked to the door with a bottle of wine and gift and stuff.
The present, yeah.
Yeah, and that's when Patrick tells Chase, well, actually, I know you've been fucking my wife because I saw y'all dumbasses in the backyard, but I have a proposition for you. How would you like to make some money?
You want money? Yeah.
And Chase is so stupid. He just agrees, like, okay, sure. Yeah. Okay, yeah, I want you. Yeah. And so it turns out Patrick wanted Chase to kill his wife for him, but he has to pretend to be psychotic to do it in the first place.
So he tells him the whole plan. He tells him the whole plan, like, you know, kill my wife. I want you to kill my wife. And this is what you're going to do. Like, I'm going to pretend like, you know, something's wrong with me so she can feel sorry for me. And then,
right, because because everybody knows that lawnmower men are also hired assassins. Did y'all know that?
Yes. 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 I mean, he's an excellent marksman. So.
Because so I was like, wait a minute. So you're going to ask this dude to kill your wife, even though this dude probably never killed anybody? He's just a regular dude, lawnmower.
Just cutting grass. That would have been a
so
point
you assume
where, like,
that
look,
since he fucking your wife, he could also kill people?
I mean,
and
think about
kill
it,
the girl that listen, he's been fucking?
Listen, if you. Cheating, obviously he knows she married, and he cheating on his woman, gets confronted by the husband, and the husband says, kill my wife. That would have been my clue right there to leave. Like,
but Jason, but you're not stupid.
I also wouldn't have been I wouldn't have been doing that. I mean, you're stupid when you cheating anyway. Like, you sleeping with somebody else's wife is stupid. So, you know, that was his first sign. Stupidity. But yeah,
I like that Chase agrees to do all of this. He agrees to be crazy. He agrees to kill the wife.
So all the craziness was the plan.
Right, because, all right, so stop all this. Does this mean that the scene where he met him at the front door, they already knew each other?
No, that's when
they
first
met. That was their first time met.
So
that was legitimately
their first time ever meeting. And he sits down after five minutes of conversation, he says, kill my wife.
I will give you money. And Chase goes, so, okay.
So he meets him. He meets
Chase God. Meets Patrick.
So stupid.
And agrees to kill.
So he meets Patrick
for the yes. first time.
Meets Chase for the first time.
Yes. While he's bringing her
five
gifts.
5 minutes later.
While he's bringing Veronica gifts.
Because he's obviously
because he's in
love
in
a perfect world. He want to be with her. Yes, you know, like, he's exactly. like, leave your husband. We can be together. That's what he said the night before.
But money. Chase loves money more than Veronica.
And he said
even
that,
if it's like a couple of thousand.
You going to let some.
So he met him. Mm-hmm. And 5 minutes later asked him to kill his wife.
Yes.
Yep.
And he said, yeah.
Yes.
And he said, yes. And he's like, this is how you're going to do it.
What a stupid movie.
That's the stupidest shit I've ever heard.
I know. That's what I was like, why did he agree? Oh, man. All right. So
hey, I don't. Yeah.
We got to talk about this whole ending. This whole ending.
Yeah.
So, okay.
Yeah, the whole ending.
So what else happens? And I knew this was going to happen because this is stupid.
It makes sense.
I knew this was going to happen. This makes perfect sense. That's why I said Patrick is the smartest one in this movie. So he tells Chase, I'll give you the money. So, or whatever, let me cash the check. So Chase gets up and leave. Like, all right, thank you. I did all that stuff for you. I stalked your wife and I killed her. Now I'm going to get paid. And then while Chase is leaving, the cousin shows up and shoots Chase in the head. And I'm like,
of course.
Well, yeah, of course.
Yeah, yeah.
I was not surprised. Now he has to kill Chase, which I already knew that was going to happen. Because I'm like, no, he's not going to pay you. He's going to kill you, idiot. Mm-hmm. Because both of y'all were fucking, and he wants to get rid of both of you, not just her. Mm-hmm. And Chase is so stupid. I liked how Chase went from being in love with her to, okay, I will kill her because money.
Yeah.
It's not even that much money. He's not getting, if Patrick is getting 50K, how much is he giving Chase?
No, like I think 20? I think he was giving him 50K.
He was giving Chase 50K.
Yeah, I think he got way more than that.
I think the policy was like at least like a mil.
They didn't tell, okay. They didn't tell you how much.
And he was going to give 50K, he was going to give Chase 50K.
But I mean, like, if you cutting grass,
you can
make a lot of money.
You'll probably take 50K.
But you can make a lot of money because grass don't stop, you know, obviously, every week. You know, grass grows.
But yeah, but you got to go out there and keep cutting.
But he
grass.
Could probably make that, you know.
I could just kill somebody and make, you know, 50K.
He can make, you can make, if you do good, if you're a good lawnmower man, you could probably make 50K in the summer.
In about three years.
I mean, you can actually make it in the summer. I think you can make that much if you are a real good lawnmower man.
When I've seen other movies,
good at fucking.
Other movies when they hire assassins, like Surprise, didn't he hire this assassin for like 200K or something like that? Don't you?
Yeah. If you're gonna hire me to kill somebody,
it's gotta be at least 100K.
200K.
Well, 50K is not that. That's why I was saying it's not that much money. So like him trying to get her to die and like him agreeing to do that, it's like, okay, that's actually not that much.
Exactly, and the way him
to someone that you love,
it's exactly.
And he shot her in broad daylight. It wasn't his face wasn't covered. He wasn't wearing no gloves. It was just like, I'm gonna just shoot this bitch in broad ass daylight.
50K is too low to pay me to kill.
For the record, people, look, I know I said I would kill somebody.
I'm not serious. We believe what we talking about this time podcast. Believe that killing is wrong.
we don't believe in murder on this podcast.
for the record,
yeah, only in self-defense is a completely necessary in a self-defense type situation.
Mm-hmm. I was gonna say you couldn't even pay me 50K. You couldn't even pay me 50K to kill someone that I hated.
I know.
That's what I'm trying
to say.
You
couldn't even pay me 50K to have sex with that old lady with the milk.
Well,
Josh would be ready. He's like 50K.
She comes to the door. It'd be funny though. She was like real fine under that nightgown.
Yeah, I've seen some fine
she
old
just
ladies.
Had an old looking, just an old face. She had like an old wrinkly face, but and then she rolled with her nightgown. She just had the nicest legs ever.
Oh my goodness!
Do you still not want to do it?
Where's your milk, milkman?
Oh, where's your milk, milkman? Maybe you can milk me. Maybe you can help me fill these bottles. Oh, then Vincent Price comes out.
Oh man, I love Vincent Price.
Oh man. Oh yes, my goodness.
I have several bottles.
Yes, milk each other. Yes.
Oh boy. Yeah. Man, y'all. Okay.
This is why we do this podcast.
Okay.
Oh shit. Wait, did we get to the part with the cousin shot?
Yeah, we
Chase?
Did.
Yeah, we talked about that.
Okay.
Yeah, we finished the movie.
I was too busy thinking about that over.
Yeah, we wrapped me up. So, but yeah, you're right though. He was the smartest person and he had the whole plan, but I'm like, the lawnmower man was stupid. Like he obviously was going to die. And so, you know,
that was actually a very creative way for him to die from the Patrick's standpoint.
Patrick had to really rely on these people being stupid.
Which his first clue of their stupidity was when he found them.
You're right, exactly.
In the lawn.
When he found them, he said, I'm going to kill both of them.
These people are stupid.
And they're stupid, and I'm going to make them kill each other.
Yeah.
And I'm going to get away with this. And he does.
But, I mean, so like...
Because oddly enough, Patrick is not the villain in this movie. I don't feel bad. Like
he actually didn't kill anybody.
What's his name became... Well, yeah, but he set everyone up like that. Yeah. You know, he put the puzzle pieces together.
He did put everything together.
He put the chess pieces on the board kind of thing. So, yeah, he didn't kill anybody, but he still arranged for everything to happen, which makes him like a kingpin type thing.
Yeah.
But I don't see Patrick as the bad guy.
Yeah.
I was like, well, okay, Patrick.
But
you got away with it. That's your thing, you know.
You know, I guess it makes sense him putting the insurance policy and getting something out of it. But, like, I really didn't want her to die.
I didn't either. I'd like Veronica, even though she was stupid. I didn't want her
she
to die.
She actually
either.
Was trying, though. That's the thing. It's like, yeah,
I did feel bad for Veronica.
She actually was. Like, she made a mistake.
She actually did have a change.
Yeah, she made a mistake.
Somewhat.
You know?
Yeah.
And she was really willing to, like, okay, let's go into that. Let's try to work on this marriage. Like, you know, that actually, like, okay. You know, no excuse for the mistake. I shouldn't have said all that. Shouldn't have did that there, you know. And so now she dies for it, which that's the
what you say
about the Tubi movies for cheating.
This ain't got nothing to do with the movie, but I glanced at my phone, right? Just found out one of my homies won a Grammy, yo.
Oh, wow.
Really?
It is Grammy
probably
tonight.
A couple Grammy. He produced on Killer Mike's album. Killer Mike, you know, he swept the whole rap category. Best rap album, best performance, best song.
Oh, wow.
And my boy Jay Rose. Shout out to Jay Rose, man. Congratulations, man.
Wow.
Big congrats.
That's okay. What's up.
Yeah, that's what's up. It was funny because we were just watching, you know, that movie that I'm in on... It's on Tubi actually now.
Really?
We watched it. That movie that I was in, It's a Wonderful Plight. Mm. He directed the guy who wrote and starred in that movie. He's the producer. So he's a professor at Berklee College. Like the music producing college. He's from Dallas, Texas, and he's a Grammy winner.
That's dope.
Pretty fucking dope.
That's dope.
Okay.
We've been working together. We worked together quite a bit while I was in Dallas. Mm. So yeah, big congrats, man. That's what's up.
Okay.
Yep. So fuck this movie. This movie is just upsetting. By the end of this movie, it's like,
It's because the characters are
we
stupid.
We still can't make sense of it. Yeah,
oh, and then we forgot to mention.
Except for the
I
husband.
Forgot to mention because Patrick relied on the police being stupid too. Because that was part of his reveal.
It's as if he was so confident at how dumb the police were that the plan worked.
Yeah.
Right, because he said the police are not going to find him because of his name, because you don't have a last name or whatever. He just knew that was going to be the case. He knew Chase was going to be able to get away with murdering Veronica.
If you think his plan, though, his plan was not for Chase to get away with it.
Right, of course.
His plan was to
kill,
to get Chase killed. So I think that, like...
If anything, he was going to get his cousin to dump him in that toxic place.
That's exactly what he did. That's why it's there. That's what happened to Chase's body.
No,
there you go.
But no, he said that he would say that he came in.
Oh yes, self defense
shot Chase. So he could have actually shot Chase,
but he's
didn't.
A kingpin now.
He had his cousin do it,
and of course he paid his cousin. Of course that's
probably his cousin
the
same money,
to.
Which is like it's like hey, here you go.
His cousin kind of stupid though because he just came in and murdered the dude.
Right,
his cousin but maybe like he's a killer before. So that's why he
his cousin obviously was, kills people in
the
toxic waste. That's where he throws the bodies.
Right.
Not fishing the bodies out. He's pretend to be fishing after he throw
so
the bodies.
Never...
Yep.
The cousin needs his own movie. I want to know that story.
His cousin has his own. He obviously has his own movie, and we just got picked into it. So yeah, that's something we'll check out. So that's what we want. We're asking for a sequel. Toxic Lawn.
Well, a spinoff.
the spinoff, not quite a sequel. Toxic
Fisherman.
Toxic Fisherman.
Yep. Why is he fishing out of a toxic waste?
Yep.
And he wasn't the only one. There was another dude beside him.
That's where people fished.
That's the worst place to fish.
They never caught anything, though. They never caught anything.
Why would they?
They never showed
what they caught. The three-eyed fish.
Because they would need 3D special effects. CG.
Be a big creature. The sequel to this movie is going to be a monster creature coming out of that water.
Right. That three-eyed fish from The Simpsons.
Yep, that's it. Oh, any final thoughts, I guess, for this?
Man, don't fuck out in the yard. If anything, if you're going to do it, if that's what decision you're
going
to make,
where could they go?
Do it in the yard.
Because every place they went to was stupid, if you think about it. They went to the shed trailer thing. That was stupid. They went to Patrick's bed. That was stupid.
Which, don't they, that house was big enough for them to have a guest room.
They didn't have a guest room. They're not, like I said, they're not rich. They're normal. Yeah.
Well, I mean, you can have two bedrooms in a regular size house.
They can't afford a hotel, so it's like, what else are they going to do? They're horny for each other.
I guess they could have. I mean, she's still paying him to cut the grass. He obviously ain't putting clothes on his body, so, you know, he's just paying. Always walking around naked.
Can't afford a shirt, so. Mm-hmm. So that's why you accepted the gig.
Yes.
Yep.
All right, man.
All right, that's all.
Good night.